Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is the pregame. I'm Matt.
I'm Jax.
And this is a weekly basketball podcast. We're going to get you ready for all the college basketball matchups and NBA. We also have a, small rivalry matchup this week. And we have our local University of Wyoming insider from 7220 Sports, Cody Tucker. Welcome to the pregame.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me. And you say a small rivalry game?
Just a little bit of a rivalry, right?
Just one of the most hated rivalries west of the Mississippi, that's all.
Yeah, and Cody's going to get us all ready for the CSU and Wyoming game.
Sure.
Or Wyoming and CSU. I guess I should probably say Wyoming first so Cody doesn't jump over at me. Anyways, kicking things off with the matchups to look for college basketball this week.
A ton of great matchups, really, honestly, this week, yeah.
Right out the gate, let's take a look at number 2, Baylor, taking on number 6, Texas. Shaka Smart has his best team since he moved across the country from BCU.
Yeah.
Baylor, on the other hand, has been playing some pretty good basketball.
Well, they're undefeated, so.
Yeah. Who would have thought that this weird COVID season would be the season, you know, the Big 12 thrived in basketball?
No kidding. They have a dominant conference, honestly, and Scott Drew has Baylor playing really well right now. Scott Drew, son of Homer Drew, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Wikipedia. Bama and Mizzou, both ranked for the first time since I can remember. Mizzou is playing great basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not Baylor great, but I mean, it's pretty good for Mizzou, who have been kind of quiet the past couple years in basketball. And speaking of quiet in basketball, Bama, somehow they're a top 10 team all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, they've been pretty impressive. They got one of the best guards in the SEC with John Pete Jr., and he's playing really well right now. Pretty solid team overall. So,
you know, and they beat Kentucky, and, you know, if you beat Kentucky, you're all right with me.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Then again, everyone's beating Kentucky this year.
Yeah, right. Kansas and West Virginia are going to square off, and this might be the year that Bob Huggins gets the advantage over Bill Self and the Jayhawks.
Maybe.
West Virginia plays a mean, aggressive style of defense. Kansas seems to be trying to figure out how to play with these inexperienced players this year, too.
Sure. Yeah, and it's almost like KU comes into that same quandary every year, but somehow they figure it out always right before tournament time.
Yeah, because Kansas is... Well, they're ranked 23rd, and I can't remember them being ranked anywhere above 20.
Yeah, I mean, this was a team that started out ranked in the top 5 and 10 in the country, depending on what polls you were looking at. So, and now to be dropped almost out of the top 25, not quite, that's kind of shocking for them. So I think they're still trying to get that team chemistry down. And like I said, the usually Bill Self teams, they usually figure it out right before tournament time, and that's where they had their success in the past. But that's going to be a good one matching up against West Virginia.
Well, on the other hand, a Bill Self team, typically they're good from the beginning to the end, and you never see anything different because they're just a machine, too.
Sure, right.
Illinois and Wisconsin, on paper, should be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I think in practice, not so much. I don't believe in Illinois now or ever, and I think Wisconsin's just got a better system and team.
Illinois has had some consistency problems. However, I mean, they've been playing a lot better lately. Like, they beat Iowa last week, and plus they're always tough at home. They're very athletic. Wisconsin, on the other hand, they're more on the fundamental side. So, I mean, it depends on what type of pace that game's going to go in.
And how many flops are going to count as fouls. That's going to be the big part.
That is true.
I hate you, Wisconsin. Anyways, Cody. There are a couple, low-key games coming up for Wyoming this week, just small games, right, that you have all the intel on.
Yeah, this low-key border war between these hated rivals that are, 60 miles apart, and unfortunately, both teams are very young, but unfortunately, one team's going one direction, and the Wyoming Cowboys are kind of struggling. The Mountain West is very top-heavy. Those top teams are very good. And the Cowboys are kind of meddling in the middle a little bit, but they have seven freshmen on this team and new coaching staff. So it's going to be a big challenge against visiting Colorado State, but at least they are visiting, and there's going to be 2,000 fans in the arena auditorium, which hasn't happened in about more than a month because of, obviously, the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, UW came out the gate swinging this year, though. I mean, they came out, I'm like, is this going to be a tournament team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those non-conference schedules can go. But Wyoming was the cupcake last year, so
yeah.
Any wins, they're building on a lot of wins this year. Early in the season, you know, getting the new players, the new staff, everybody kind of getting gelling, and they gelled early, and they kind of teased us. I don't know about tournament teased, but they teased us a little bit with that 7-0 start.
Yeah, you never know. They can make some surprises toward the end of the season, which I kind of hope will happen because I've caught a couple of their games, and they're pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, this young team, last year was like, there was more activity going on in the cemetery across the street from the arena auditorium than there was inside the building. It was painfully bad. The Cowboys have already won 10 games. They won 9 all of last year. It was rough sledding. So, good young team. They're fun to watch, but I tell you what, I hate to say it, but this Colorado State team that's coming to Laramie is really good. They have knocked off all the big dogs in the conference. They just beat Boise State at home the other night. They have won in Logan, Utah. They've won in San Diego. It's a tough team, and they're super young as well. And of course, as you guys know, nobody's losing any years of eligibility.
Yeah, so they'll just keep racking it up while they can. Taking a look at the odds and pick'ems, which is the Cody's coming in here for the first time, probably never even heard our little podcast, but you know, we like to do some pick'ems here, and we have the spread
from time to time. Yes,
and Cody's probably going to outpick us this week, which is fine. It's fine. We're okay with that. Take a look at the first game here, college basketball today, Super Tuesday, if you will.
It is Super Tuesday. Yeah,
number 24, Purdue taking on Maryland. Maryland's a 2.5 point favorite. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Purdue. I think that after they had a pretty big win last week, and I think that maybe they'll carry over and not be an emotional hangover.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Purdue as well. I was actually shocked to see Maryland favored by 2.5 in this one, honestly.
It's because it's Big Ten, and you just never know.
Yeah.
What do you got, Cody?
Well, speaking of the Big Ten, I don't know if you knew this, Matt, but I actually covered Michigan State University for the last couple of years and got very familiar with Tom Izzo and very familiar with his program and the Big Ten. And Purdue is one of those teams that just they come in one night and light it up. The next night they lay an egg. But Purdue, they have the length, they have the size in the front court. I like Purdue in this one as well.
All right, number 2, Baylor taking on number 6, Texas. We talked about this earlier. Baylor's favored by 5. I'm going to say Baylor loses their first game to Texas.
That's a bold move, actually. I'm going to go with Baylor. I like the way that they're playing. I like you know, Jared Butler, and they really have a really balanced squad there with Scott Drew. They do a lot of 4 and 5 guard sets, and you know, I think they just have too much depth to lose to Texas in this one. But we'll see what happens.
I don't have the most educated opinion on this, as you know, Matt, but I'm
we never have an educated opinion on any of this.
I'm from Wyoming, so I'm going underdog. Give me the horns.
Awesome. And to kind of piggyback on what John was talking about with Baylor, how they're undefeated, and you mentioned that earlier, I don't think they'd be undefeated if they would have played the Gonzaga game. I'm just going to put that out there. I think the Zags would have taken them, given them their first loss, so they'd at least have won.
I at this point in the season, at that time in the season, I think Gonzaga probably would have won, even though I think I said Baylor was going to win that game. But at this point in the season right now, I'm not sure who would win that game. So that's kind of a toss-up for me.
So bet at your own discretion.
That's not even a game this week, so let's move on.
It is a game. Well, I mean, Baylor in Texas is tonight, but whatever. Number 8, Iowa, taking on Michigan State. Iowa 9.5 point favorite. I'm going to go with Tom Izzo and Michigan State. What about you?
I'm going to go with Michigan State. I think teams are starting to, especially teams in the Big Ten, are starting to understand how to defend against Iowa and slow them down a little bit. So I don't know that Michigan State will beat them outright, but I think it will be within that 9.5.
Big game from Aaron Henry tonight. I think the Michigan State Spartans win this one. It's not often Tom Izzo Spartans are meddling the way they are right now. They're too young, too talented.
See, we've got the insider on not only Wyoming, but also Michigan
State. Also Michigan State. Look at that. Yeah.
It feels well-rounded right
now.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah.
It's not just us arguing. It's fine. Number 11, Tennessee taking on Ole Miss. Tennessee's favored by 4. I'm going to stick with Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to go stick with Tennessee. Just too athletic for Ole Miss. I don't think Ole Miss can hang with them.
Have you ever seen the women at Ole Miss?
No.
They're absolutely gorgeous. I got Ole Miss in this one, and Oxford's a blast. How's that for insider info?
There you go.
Number 17, West Virginia taking on Iowa State. West Virginia's favored by 11.5. I'm going to go with West by God Virginia on this one.
Yeah, I'll take West Virginia. I think Huggins has them playing pretty well right now. He's gearing them up for that matchup later on this week, which we'll get into.
Country road, take me home. There's three.
Yep. All right. Number 13, Kansas taking on Kansas State. Kansas is favored by 18. They'll probably win by 118 at this point. I'm going to stick with Kansas.
Yeah. K-State is like the one team that shouldn't be in the Big 12 at this point. Yeah, I'll go ahead and go with KU.
I can't go with Kansas State. It's got to be KU, right?
Yeah. Number 19, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Wisconsin's only favored by 8, which is weird. I'm going to stick with Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can't see Penn State staying with Wisconsin this game. But yeah, Wisconsin all the way.
Like you were saying, they're fundamental, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wisconsin all over this one.
Number 12, Illinois taking on IU. Illinois is favored by 2.5. I think Archie Miller is going to try and keep his job and win tonight.
No, I can't see the Indiana sticking with Illinois. Like I said, Illinois has been playing a lot. They had that big win last week against Iowa. I think they're going to continue rolling tonight.
If Isaiah Thomas isn't in the lineup tonight for the Hoosiers, they're done. Illinois winning that one.
All right, number 20, FSU taking on Boston College. And this game isn't actually happening. COVID won that one.
Yeah.
Moving on to number 5, Houston taking on East Carolina. Houston, I think they've only lost one game.
Yeah, they have yet to disappoint. So
and they're not losing tonight.
Right. Yeah. Not to East Carolina.
Tomorrow night, excuse me.
Yeah, not to East Carolina, they're not. So yeah, Houston.
So with Houston, they actually, I've watched Boise State. They came and played in Laramie. That was Boise State's lone loss of the season until they went to Fort Collins. And they are a very impressive team. Houston is a very impressive team, so I got them all day.
Number 22, Florida taking on South Carolina. I have no reason not to think that Florida is going to easily win this one.
Right, yeah. They should kind of coast to this one right now. So I'll take Florida as well.
And Cody had a phone call, so he's heading out the door right now. Maybe he'll come back. We don't know. But we'll keep rolling. We've got... Yeah, it's not even live, but we're still doing. We're just going to keep going here.
Yeah, right.
Number 18, Mizzou taking on UK. Mizzou all day. I hope that they just pour on the points. Just keep on going.
Yeah, they'll probably have a track meet with UK, and they're not going to lose that track meet for sure. And UK's going to have a tough time hanging with anybody trying to run up and down on this year.
Yeah, well, UK is pretty easy to stop, too, because if they shoot cold, they're cold for the entire game.
Absolutely.
There's no... It's almost like they don't have a coach that makes halftime adjustments.
Right.
It's like they have a recruiter or something that's coaching for them. Number 3, Nova taking on St. John's. Nova's going to win that because everyone forgets that St. John's is a school.
Yeah, and Villanova's, they're Villanova. They're gonna coast that one pretty easily.
Number 14, Virginia taking on NC State. Virginia's is going to slow the game down. NC State's going to have troubles because they're not a great shooting team. The only way to beat Virginia and the pack line defense that they have from Tony Bennett is to outshoot them, and you can't do it.
It's the Tony Bennett factor, and of course, you know, they always play great defense. He has them ready to play. No chance that NC State has against Virginia.
Number 15, Creighton taking on Georgetown. Creighton's going to win that one. Sorry, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Creighton, I mean, you know, Creighton's just too tough. They're too physical, and too many weapons for them as well. So, the Patrick Ewing's team's not going to fare well in this one.
Number 7, Ohio State taking on number 8, Iowa on Thursday. I'm gonna go with Iowa. I think they have a few more guns than Ohio State.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree with that one. They're going to run it up and down the floor on Ohio State, and Ohio State could probably hang with them for a little bit, but I don't think they have the same talent level as Iowa overall. So I think that this one, it's going to be high scoring. So there's going to be a lot of points, but Iowa's going to win it.
All right, the number one Zags from Gonzaga taking on Loyola. And I'm sorry, Loyola, but it's going to be the Zags.
Yeah, it's going to be the Zags. Yeah, yeah. Loyola is going to get to that point like we saw last week with Pepperdine, where it's going to be 25 down right where they want them.
Yeah, right where they want them.
Yeah, no, Zags coast easily.
I made that joke when we were watching that game the other day, and Pepperdine was just getting their brains beat in at that point. Speaking of getting their brains beat in, Saturday, number 14, Virginia takes on Louisville. Louisville's not going to be able to shoot their way out of this Virginia defense. I know it's going to happen. They're not going to be able to get the ball down in the middle. I'm going to probably just be angry and angry texting all my friends. And I'm just going to put it at that.
You know, because I looked at this and I knew that you had picked Virginia. And first off, I was going to pick Virginia anyway. But I was like, man, Matt's not even picking Louisville in this one. I was like, if he's not picking them, no way. They have no shot. So, yeah, I'll go with Virginia.
I mean, I could be surprised, but I think Louisville has only beaten Virginia maybe twice since they've joined the ACC. Sure. So it's going to continue that, too. Number 9, Oklahoma taking on Iowa State. I'm going to go with Oklahoma on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oklahoma. Good young team that they have there and good squad. So, yeah, Oklahoma will roll
quietly number 9.
Yeah,
they're quietly number 9.
Yes, they are.
We've been talking about all these Big 12 teams, but kind of
they've snuck in the top 10, yeah.
Number 10, Bama versus number 18, Mizzou. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I think Mizzou's going to upset them.
Yeah, I think Mizzou's going to win this one. I've talked all year how I like their 4 and 5 guard sets that they play a lot, and a really balanced team there. I mean, Alabama, they have to rely a lot on John Petty Jr., and I don't think he can carry him enough to beat Mizzou.
Taking a look at number 16, Virginia Tech, they're taking on Miami, and Miami has all the tools to win games, even though they have five players that are starters that are out.
Mm-hmm.
They still have enough guns that they can keep going. With that said, I'm still going to stick with Virginia Tech because they're just the better team.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Virginia Tech. They play really good defense, too, against the Miami team that wants to try to run it, but Virginia Tech will probably slow down the tempo in that one.
Number 17, West Virginia, taking on number 23, Kansas. We talked about this one earlier. I think Kansas is going to win it, though.
I think Kansas is going to win it. I think Jalen Wilson might be a big factor in this one. Of course, he's their freshman that they're looking for big things from years to come. But I think that he's going to be a tough matchup for anyone on West Virginia, honestly. So I'll go with KU.
All right, we got number 22, Florida, taking on LSU. I'm going to go with Florida on this.
Yeah, I'll go with Florida. I mean, LSU's, they still got a little, I mean, they're right there. They're one of
they're
those,
not a bad team.
They're
no,
they're not
team.
A bad team. They'd be kind of like a bubble team right now if there was one for the SEC anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with Florida. But LSU's got some things to prove before I'm going to pick them in that matchup.
Number 25, Drake, out of nowhere, taking on Valparaiso. I'm going to stick with Drake.
You kind of love those Missouri Valley matchups. I'm going to stick with Drake in this one. Valpo's, I can't see him pulling that one out.
We talked about this one earlier. Number 12, Illinois, taking on number 19, Wisconsin. I'm going with Wisconsin on this one.
I'm going to go with Illinois. I mentioned before, I think Illinois is going to get some steam. They're starting to play together a lot better. They had that big win against Iowa last week, and I think this is going to be a good week for them. I think they pull this one out, and it's at home.
All right, number 6, Texas, taking on Oklahoma State. Texas all the way on this one, baby.
Texas against Oklahoma State. Yeah, I'm going to go with Shaka Smart and those guys. No way that they, regardless of what happens against Baylor, no chance that they lose against Oklahoma State.
Number 13, Texas Tech, another good Big 12 team, taking on Kansas State, which isn't a good Big 12 team. And I'm going to go with the Tech on this one.
Yeah, Texas Tech, still just a really tough squad overall. And I'm going to go with Texas Tech in this one.
Number 24, Purdue, taking on Northwestern. I'm going to stick with Purdue.
Yeah, we mentioned, we talked a little bit about Purdue earlier, and I'm going to go with them against Northwestern.
Number 15, Creighton, taking on Marquette. I'm going to go with Creighton because they've had a hell of a season so far.
Yeah, they have. Keep going. Like I said, they're another one of those teams with a balanced squad and very, very physical as well. So I'm going to go with Creighton in this matchup.
If Villanova wasn't in the Big East with them, Creighton would own that conference.
Oh, absolutely.
Taking a look at number 11, Tennessee taking on UK. Let's go Rocky Top.
Well, UK's having trouble against everyone and anyone this year. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with Tennessee all day.
Number 21, UCLA taking on USC. Mick Cronin's got something going on at UCLA.
He does.
He's going to win this one.
He does, yeah. I like the way he has him playing right now. And UCLA will be at the top there in the Pac-12. And UCLA cruises in this one.
Number 8, Iowa versus Indiana. I'm going to stick with Iowa on that.
Yeah, Indiana just doesn't have the talent to match up with Iowa. Then Iowa's going to be running up and down the floor all day on them. So, Iowa.
Number 25, Drake taking on Valparaiso, the second of the sweep here. I'm going to stick with Drake.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to go ahead and have the sweep.
Right. I mean, this could be where they just put their, all the scrubs against them in this one. But, yeah, I'll go with Drake in this one.
Go ahead and shift gears to the NBA now. Tonight's games. Got the Raptors taking on the Magic. Raptors are favored by 6. Going to stick with the Raptors.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Raptors in this one.
I forgot that the Magic stole over your team. I'll be honest. Clippers taking on the Nets. Clippers are favored by 1.5. I'm going to go with the Nets. I think the Nets are going to win.
I'm going to go with the Clippers. I like the way the Clippers are playing right now. And, just too tough to stop. I think Kwame's going to have a night tonight.
See, we've got the Grizzlies taking on the Pacers. Pacers are favored by 5. I'll stick with the Pacers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Grizz in this one. Ja Morant's back and he's playing really well. So, I'm going to go with Ja Morant and the Grizzlies in this one.
You're going to put your money on Ja Morant.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we've got the Blazers taking on the Wizards. Wizards are favored by 2. I'll stick with the Wizards, but I mean, I don't know. Both of these teams are kind of bad.
I mean, I gotta go with the Blazers in this one. I mean, it's just right now maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start, but the Wizards they're gonna have a tough time beating anyone right now.
We got the Jazz and the Pistons. Utah is favored by 12.5. I'll stick with Utah.
Yeah, Utah's playing really well right now. I'm gonna stick with them as well.
Warriors and the Celtics play tonight. Celtics favored by 2.5. I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Warriors. This is one of those matchups where, if it was in Boston, if it's in Golden State, I'm taking Golden State. So, Warriors.
Moving on to Wednesday, 76ers are taking on the Hornets. So, I'll go ahead and stick with the 76ers because they are playing some pretty good basketball so far this year.
It's going to be tough for anyone to beat the 76ers. So, them all day.
It's only taken since they had Iverson for them to be good again.
Yes.
Pacers and Bucks. I'll stick with the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Bucks as well.
We got the Hawks and the Mavs, so stick with the Hawks.
I'm sticking with the Hawks. Mavs are having some struggles so far this year.
I mean, I would go with the Mavs if it was the team that they had on NBA Jam.
Yeah.
but not now.
No.
We got the Cavs and the Clippers. I'll go ahead and stick with the Clippers on that one.
Yeah, Clippers. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard and company, they're playing well right now.
So we've got the Wizards and the Heat. Nobody wants to watch this game, but I'll go ahead and stick with the Heat on this.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Heat as well.
The Bulls and the Knicks. I think the Bulls will pull this one off.
How about LaVine? He's having a year. He's averaging 26 points a game. And
they also have Billy Donovan as their coach now,
They got something working in Chicago this year. I mean, it's not the 90s.
No.
But they do have something working out there. Yeah,
maybe the mid-2000s will go for them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll go with the Bulls.
Got the Rockets and the Thunder. I'll go ahead and stick with the Rockets on this, even though they're depleted and sort of the Thunder. So
they are, although Rockets aren't. They're playing pretty decent right now. So I'm gonna stick with the Rockets in this one, and Thunder really can't beat anybody. So
speaking of teams that can't beat anybody, Spurs are taking on the Timberwolves. I'm gonna stick with the Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs all day in that one. I think DeRozan's gonna put on a show tonight.
And tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, should say.
I think Carl Anthony Towns is still out with COVID, so not having him on the team is kind of a hindrance.
Yeah.
Suns versus Pelicans. Go ahead and stick with the University of Kentucky Suns.
Yeah, I'll go with the Suns as well.
Celtics versus Kings. Go ahead and stick with the Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics. I mean, they've had, they're only 10 and I think they're 10-8 right now. So it's they've had kind of a rough go at it. You would have thought that they'd have a better record, but they've also had a tougher schedule. So, but Celtics, they'll cruise in that one.
So we got the Jazz versus the Hawks. This is Thursday's game. You're gonna stick with the Jazz. The Jazz are pretty good.
Yeah, like I said, Jazz are playing well right now, and I expect them to pull that one out too.
And the Jazz made sure to keep everyone because everyone got paid.
That was their main goal, just keeping the band together in that one.
So we got the Warriors and the Mavs. Yeah, stick with the Warriors.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Warriors. Like we said, Mavs have some struggles right now, and Warriors playing all right.
We've got the Blazers versus the 76ers on Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the 76ers. I made my piece on them earlier.
Yeah, nobody's beating the 76ers the way they're playing right now.
Got the Rockets and the Grizzlies. I'll go ahead and go Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I'm going all in on Ja Morant and the Grizzlies because, like I said, he's back and healthy and he's got him playing well.
And your Ja Morant jersey's coming from Amazon. Got the Nuggets and the Lakers. The Lakers are the team to beat this year.
They are the team to beat. I mean, it's going to be tough for, the combination of LeBron and AD. It's going to be tough for anyone to compete with them. But Lakers in that one.
Friday night, Pelicans and Pacers. Man, I'm going with the Pacers. I don't really know on this one because the Pelicans have the talent, but they just don't know what to do with the talent.
Yeah. That's probably the best way to describe it, really. And, Pacers still got a pretty good squad there, so I'm going to go with them on Friday night.
They're very consistently merp.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Got the Bulls and the Magic again. Forgot the Magic still had the team. Going to go with the Bulls on that one.
Yeah, going with the Bulls. Something's happening in Chicago. I'm just saying.
See, we got the Nets and the Raptors Friday. Going to go ahead and stick with the Nets because that is a really good East Coast team.
Yeah. The Nets. I mean, they're only 13-9 right now, but at the same time, they have stacked squads.
Kevin Curry and Kevin Durant.
It's going to be tough. That's a tough matchup for the Raptors, especially. So.
Oh, and Harding too, because he wanted to.
Considering he's the third person that we mentioned on that team, that's some depth right there.
Yeah. Got the Cavs and the Bucks. Gonna stick with the Bucks on that one.
Yeah, I'll go with the Bucks as well. It's just Cavs not enough to match up with them.
No, Cavs are going back to pre-LeBron, pre and post-LeBron times.
Yep.
So. We got the Jazz and the Hornets. Stick with the Jazz, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a good week for the Jazz. I expect them to roll through this week.
Then we have the Heat and the Wizards. I mean, this one's tough. I just picked. Like Heat, because I was like, I don't know.
I mean, Heat do have some talent on that team, at least. The Wizards, not so much. I'm going to go with the Heat on this one.
Timberwolves taking on the Thunder. I think we'll hear the Thunder because Timberwolves are still pretty depleted.
Yeah. This will be one of the few times that the Thunder's going to get a win, I think, in this so far in this early part of the season.
All right, we've got the Suns versus the Pistons. I'm going to stick with the University of Kentucky Suns.
Yeah, I'll go with the Suns as well.
Celtics and Clippers.
You know what? I'm going with the Celtics in this one because they're hosting that one. So it's one of those matchups for me anyway. So I'm going to go with the Celtics in this one.
I think the Clippers have more talent, so I'm going to give them the edge on that one. Taking a look at the Blazers versus the Knicks on Saturday. I'm going to stick with the Blazers.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Blazers as well.
Nuggets versus Kings. Go with the Nuggets.
Yeah, Nuggets all day in that one.
Bulls versus Magic. Stick with the Bulls.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Like I said, something's happening in Chicago.
You mess with the Bull, you're going to get the horns, guys.
Ah, Breakfast Club.
Yeah. 76ers versus Nets. 76ers.
76ers all day.
That one's going to be a good game, though. As long as they don't do load management.
I mean, if 76ers just continue to play it the way that they have, I can't see Nets matching up with them in that one because I think that is an odd matchup for the Nets.
So we've got the Hawks versus the Raptors. I'm going to go with the Raptors on this one.
I'm going to go with the Hawks in this one, actually. I think they're going to pull this one out.
I can't name a single player on the Hawks, like, off the top of my head. So I know the Raptors have players. All right, the Bucks and Cavs. Yeah, stick with the Bucks.
I'll go with the Bucks as well.
Spurs and Rockets. Going to go ahead and stick with the Spurs.
DeRozan and the Spurs.
Timberwolves and Thunder. You know what? I'll go with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of the weird ones that the T-Wolves are going to pull out.
They can't just keep losing, right?
Right.
Warriors versus Mavs. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Warriors.
Yeah, stick with the Warriors as well.
Grizzlies versus Pelicans. Go with the Grizzlies.
Yep.
And finally, the Lakers take on the Pistons. And the Pistons, they're probably not even going to be able to fill the
If they're on the court, then that's a victory in itself for them. So Lakers all day.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We have finished up your basketball preview for the week.
Yes, it was.
And we'll be back probably Thursday with Super Bowl predictions.
Oh, that's right.
All about Super Bowl
prediction.
Some hockey.
A little bit of hockey. We got some things. Oh, we got to talk about some baseball offseason trades that have happened.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll bring Cody back down to talk about hockey because I'm no help in that.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
It'll be good.
All right. Catch you next time.
You just listened to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.